Welcome to the Afterspin, opinions from thought leaders in our state. I want to ask Brad Crone and Becky Gray. Officials in North Carolina have become alarmed when local businesses don't take the requirement for face masks and social distancing seriously. And many of them, many citizens have filed complaints about particular businesses. Last week, the Department of Health and Human Services started making phone calls to businesses who've had complaints, warning them to get in line observing the governor's executive order. They were warned that it's a Class 2 misdemeanor to fail to enforce these guidelines and that there might even be further actions. What do you think of this? These calls? Will it help increase the use of face masks, Brad?
I hope that it'll help increase the use of face masks, Tom. But I will say this as somebody who understands small business, I also think that it's extremely difficult, you know, even for your major grocery chains, whether it's Kroger or Harris Teeter, Food Line, it's extremely difficult for them to police that for their customers coming into the stores. So, yes, they have a civic responsibility to do it. But more importantly, I think individual citizens have an important role of saying it is not a political issue. It is an issue of respect and graciousness and character. Put on a mask. It doesn't take that much effort.
Governor Cooper tried to say that exact same thing, Becky, in a press conference that he had on Thursday of this week, that the elections are over, let's drop the politics and let's do what's in the common good. How well is that going to resonate?
Well, I hope it does, and I absolutely agree with Brad's point. You know, I mean, a couple problems with these mandates is they're very difficult to enforce. And so you have that. And then, you know, there have been incidences, you know, in businesses with conflicts with customers and those kind of things. So it's problematic.
Wait a minute, let me interrupt that. You say it's problematic. Sure. You can't go into a Costco store without a face mask. They won't let you in.
Right. And I agree with that. You know, but there have been some customers who have been confrontational with that.
And they say, fine, kind of you just don't have to shop here.
Exactly. And I think businesses should do those kind of things. You know, as Brad was mentioning, some of the small stores and big stores, you know, should do that. I agree with that. It is difficult to enforce when you have penalties being placed on businesses. But kind of a broader thing, too, is we're looking at the number of cases increase in North Carolina, as we have been warned, and it makes perfect sense that as the weather gets cooler, we're inside more, we can expect to have more cases. We need to take extra precautions with it. And something just kind of reading between the tea leaves, we had Mandy Cohen send a letter to local governments several weeks ago, encouraging them to clamp down on these requirements. We now have this letter to reaching out to the businesses for them to increase the requirement for masks. We may be moving very quickly towards moving backwards in our reopening of North Carolina. So my message would be to add to Brad's, do the right thing, be courteous, be respectful. Also, if you don't want to go back to where we were in March and April with everything closed down, wear a mask.
Yeah, and that message has not been conveyed very clearly, has it, Brad?
No, it hasn't.
And next Friday, the secretary and the governor are supposed to make an announcement about where we go from here. And if these cases, I mean, we had 2,800 new cases.
Yeah. And second highest day. And clearly, nobody wants to have the mask police, whether it's enforced at the municipal level or the county level, or even through civil action at the Department of Health and Human Services. And it's really not about constitutional rights. It kind of upsets me when people say, well, you're infringing on my right of free speech and free action. It really isn't about that, folks. I have had five friends who I buried as a result of coronavirus. I understand it. I respect the virus. I expect the science behind it. And out of respect for my fellow citizens, I put my mask on when I'm out in public. And it just makes common sense.
Yeah, these same people that are making so much noise about this, they do buckle themselves up in a seatbelt when they drive a car. They do drive on the right-hand side of the road. They do stop for traffic red lights. I don't. It is a political point. let's hope we can get past that for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think it's in
and
every.
And Tom, it's not just the mask too. You know, wash your hands. If you're not feeling well, stay home.
Yes.
Be very careful about, you know, particularly older people, you know, older neighbors and friends and relatives that you may have. You know, don't go out in big crowds if you're not feeling well. I mean, a lot of this is just, you know,
common
as Fran
sense.
Said, you know, it's courteous and it's common sense. So we're focused on the mask, but there are other things that we should be doing as well.
Yeah, and I did an interview with Secretary Cohen that appeared on UNCTV last week. I think it's still on their website. And I reminded her, Dr. Fauci says, it's going to be late 21, maybe into 22, before our lives really return to normal. Because the vaccine, let's assume it's available in the springtime, which everybody seems to think it will be, is still going to take a long time for everybody to get inoculated. And some people might have to have two inoculations of it. So we're in this thing for a long term. We might as well figure out how to live with it in order to be able to cope and get back to some sense of normalcy. Well, thank you.
And
go ahead.
A glimmer of hope with ties right here in North Carolina is some genetics tests being done at UNC Chapel Hill are indicating that the virus, as it started, has not mutated a lot. And so the vaccines that have been developed, they're very optimistic that it's going to work. And so, you know, again, moving towards that hopeful day when we can all get back to normal.
And there are three primary candidates that are still in final testing, and we might have more than one that finally is approved for combating this vaccine. Let's pray and hope for that. Well, thank you for watching the After Spin. We'll have more video all during the week on ncspin.com.